Rescue efforts continued in central Italy, where Wednesday's magnitude 6.2 earthquake devastated several towns there. At least 267 people are dead and many remain missing. Today, Italy's Prime Minister Matteo Renzi pledged $56 million in funds for rebuilding, a task that the medieval city of L'Aquila is all too familiar with, following the 2009 earthquake that damaged thousands of buildings and killed more than 300 people there. Now, since that 2009 earthquake, Italian officials have cast at least some of the blame on L'Aquila's ancient buildings and poor safety standards, stirring speculation that the same problem may have contributed to this week's disaster. Carmina Galasso is a lecturer in earthquake engineering at the University College London. Carmina, welcome. And first, you've seen the damage in Italy before. What do you make of the damage from this earthquake?
Yeah, so as you probably know, the issue is not really much with new buildings. So Italy has a quite advanced and state-of-the-art building code, not very different from the one that is currently adopted, for example, in the US, in California. The real problem is really with existing old buildings that have been there for several hundred years without any consideration of seismic design code. So based on past experience, so L'Aquila 2009 event, not far away from the current one, is probably 30 miles. It actually was a great wake-up call for Italy for understanding that the key issue is really preparedness. It's not just managing the emergency.
Right. So I want to talk to you about retrofitting and the challenges there in just a moment. But I am curious, at least one reporter from the Washington Post observed that some buildings from, you know, the 1700s may look damaged, but this reporter said it was many of the newer structures that were completely gone. I mean, were they misidentifying the structures?
Well, depends. For example, the recent building code, everything which has been built before 2009 is considered not at current standard. So even what for can appear as a new building is actually, building codes change each time. Each time there is an event like this one, we learn more, we can get more data. Again, even the current one in 2000, the building code of 2009 now will not be considered state-of-the-art anymore in a few years.
Right. Well, so in a place like central Italy, which is known to be very seismically active, and we have these building codes as of 2009 and possibly we'll have even newer ones now, what are the primary challenges for getting many, if not all, of the existing infrastructure up to code?
Yeah, well, of course it's costs. The issue is always who is going to pay for any retrofitting. Is the government that has to pay for it?
Well, would Prime Minister Renzi's $56 million pledge, would it make much of a dent or much of a difference?
Well, again, it's hard to quantify. It requires a lot of investment. And again, also, maybe just homeowners have to contribute to the retrofitting of their own houses. But the problem is, it's until something like the current event happens, people don't really feel how important it is to invest. So, people maybe prefer to invest kind of same amount of money, probably a bit less in doing a new kitchen for their house, but not really for investing in seismic retrofitting of their house. There are good regulations, so it's possible to claim some part of the tax. So I was reading this morning, apparently you can get back about 60% of the cost of the retrofitting, but this takes 10 years, so it's not an immediate payback.
Well, finally, given the considerable cost, as we've discussed, and the complexity of really getting a building up to code when it comes to earthquake protection, does Italy have in place a system to verify whether or not people have actually, made the changes to the building when they claim to have done so? Because, we've been seeing some reports that there have been examples where people have gotten the paperwork saying, yes, we seismically retrofitted our building, but that may not have actually been the case.
Yeah. If people claim that they have done seismic retrofit, somehow, somewhere, they should have basically all the information related to what they have done. And so it's easy to check if this has actually been done. There are other issues that, we cannot control. Every building can be perfect on paper, but then I don't know if, again, there are other issues that...
What do you mean by that?
Well, we say in the design project, in the design report, we can say that we are using some type of materials. Then there are tests on materials, but they require only, for example, to test a small parts and small number of samples, for example, in terms of materials. And we know that there are uncertainties really at each level, from the material, from the load, from the geometry. And the idea of the building code is to be safe enough to try to cover all this uncertainty at our best. But again, there are other causes that we may not be able to control because are outside the control of engineers.
Well, Carmina Galasso is a lecturer in earthquake engineering at University College London, speaking to us about the engineering aspects of the earthquake damage in central Italy. Thank you so very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you.